welcome to Heartbeat. This week, I'll be talking about waiting. Waiting is something we've all experienced in life. Even if it's just waiting in line, waiting for our turn, waiting to be chosen. But in our faith life, we can often experience waiting as well. Maybe waiting for a prayer to be answered. Maybe waiting for circumstances to change. Maybe waiting for the opportunity that God's going to bless you with. We all experience waiting. And if we can understand waiting better, then it can help us to really look to God's will for our lives. It can help us to seek after Him and have a heart for Him if we can understand a bit more about why God makes us wait. I want to share the story of when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. We'll just read a few verses, and then I want to talk a bit about what God is doing here, what Jesus is doing in waiting. So it's in John's Gospel, chapter 11, starting at verse 1, and it says this. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. This is the Mary who later poured the expensive perfume on the Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus, telling him, Lord, your dear friend is very sick. But when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus's sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. So although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. Finally, he said to his disciples, let's go back to Judea. So if we stop there, we know that Jesus' friend Lazarus is sick, and his sisters, Mary and Martha, send a message to Jesus to say, Lazarus, the one you love, is sick. Now, essentially, they're saying to Jesus, come, we need you. Would you come? And Jesus gets the message, and then he decides to wait where he is for 2 days. And after that, then decides to make the journey to Judea. And when he gets there, at different times, as he enters the village, he meets Mary and Martha. And each of them, when they meet Jesus, say to him, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Because by this point, Lazarus has died. Jesus didn't get there in time. And Mary and Martha, they both say to him, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Just think about how Mary and Martha would have felt. They would have felt desperate as their brother was sick, waiting for Jesus to come. Maybe you know what that's like. Maybe you've had people in your life who've been really sick and you're just waiting for a good outcome. Maybe you've experienced waiting in other ways. Maybe you've felt that God's called you to an opportunity and you're waiting for it to eventuate. You're waiting to be picked. You're waiting for the doors to open and it hasn't happened yet. You're waiting. Maybe there are prayers that you've been praying for a very long time and they haven't been answered yet and you're waiting. Why does God make us wait? If you read with me again, verse 5, I love this verse. It says, so although Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he stayed where he was for the next 2 days. It says, although he loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, he still made them wait. God loves us. God loves you. But sometimes he still makes us wait. You know, when I was little, my younger sister, when she was learning to crawl, my mum would often put a toy in front of her and she would put the toy just out of reach so that Cassie, my younger sister, would have to get a little bit frustrated in the attempt to get to this toy, and it would cause her to want to crawl, to think about how am I going to reach it. But then I had a little brother, or I still do have a little brother, who was 2 at the time, and he would go and get the toy and he would take it to Cassie and go, here you go, Cassie, here's the toy for you. And my mum would be like, no, you need to put it over there. She needs to wait. We have to let her figure out how to get it. And so my mum, like God, was saying to her child, you need to wait. because there are things that you're going to learn in the waiting. And even though I love you, I'm still going to make you wait. And in a similar way, God, as a loving parent to us, says, I love you, but I'm still going to make you wait. There are things you need to learn, things you need to grow in. That's often why God makes us wait. Waiting gives us an opportunity to see God's work, to see His glory. And sometimes we miss it if we were given something straight away. But in the waiting, we get to see how God works in our lives. So I want to just focus on five quick points of what waiting does for us and how we can understand waiting more in our lives. And the first thing is that waiting purifies our motives. When we're waiting, it makes us think, hopefully, why am I waiting for this thing? Why did I pray for it specifically? Is it something I really want? Is it the opportunity that I think God wants for me? And as we wait, it purifies our hearts. It helps us to chase after God. God, is this what you want for me? Waiting purifies our motives. Waiting gives us new experiences. I'm sure you'd agree with me that over time, you learn new things, you meet new people, you have conversations, you build more of who you are, and you grow in who you are and the life that you have by these experiences that you have. So in the waiting, we get these new experiences that prepare us for what God has for us. Maybe if He gave us something that we asked for straight away, we wouldn't be ready. But in the new experiences, we're growing, we're learning, we're developing, we are maturing. Waiting helps us to do that. Waiting also teaches us to be faithful. And it's hard to be faithful in the waiting. I don't know about you, but I can get really discouraged. I can find it disheartening. But God says to us in the waiting, will you be faithful to me in good times and in bad? And that's what He wants to see in us. Will you be faithful? Because for some of us in our waiting, we may never get the prayers that we've answered for. But God says to us, will you still be faithful? There's a beautiful scripture in Habakkuk chapter 3. It says this, though the fig tree does not blossom and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. You know, this scripture is saying, even if there is no produce, even if you have nothing, will you still praise me? Will you still exalt me? Waiting teaches us to be faithful. Waiting, like I said, purifies our motives and says, God, I just want you and your will for my life. The fourth thing that waiting does for us is waiting strengthens us. In the book of Isaiah, it says, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, when we wait on God, we are strengthened. And that happens because we are relying on Him. And He builds us up in that. He's teaching us lessons. You know, when I was a little girl, I had swimming lessons. And there was one stage that I found very, very difficult to pass. And I attempted it three times before I got to the next level, before my instructor passed me. Because my instructor knew that I wasn't ready, that I would drown if I went to the next level. I wasn't strong enough. And sometimes in the waiting, God is strengthening us. So that when He gives us something, when the opportunity comes that we've been waiting for, we can do more with it because we are stronger, because we are prepared. And then the last point that I want to share with you about waiting is that waiting teaches us dependence on God. You know, sometimes God can't act in our lives because we're trying to do it all ourselves. Sometimes we need to let go, depend on God, and allow Him to do the miraculous. Allow Him to work. St. Paul says in the book of Corinthians, therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. You know, it is only when we depend on God, when we're like, God, I can't do this, that then we become strong because Him in us helps us. Waiting helps us and teaches us dependence on God. Now, if you're in a time of waiting right now, maybe go back and reflect on these points. Maybe ask God, God, what are you trying to do in me during this waiting? How are you wanting me to grow? What am I learning? Why don't you right now pray with me? Think about those things that you've been waiting for, those unanswered prayers, those opportunities you are waiting for, and let's pray with them right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, at times in our lives, you make us wait. As a loving Father, you know that waiting helps us. It grows us. It matures us. Lord, in the waiting, would you help us to be faithful? Would you help us to desire your will for our lives? Would you purify our motives, Lord? Would you strengthen us? Help us to depend on you. Lord, we trust in you in the waiting for your good and perfect plan in our lives. We thank you for the love that you shower upon us every day. We hold up your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Waiting ultimately teaches us to trust in God. How are you waiting on the Lord today?